BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
In my time, but here's a man who spent his time with the real thing, Rafe Hendrick.
Pulsars please me more than movie stars. I know, it makes me weird.
But you've brought that enthusiasm to our screen so well, haven't you? First with your series The Heavens, and now with Celestial. I'm not sure how to say this without sounding awful.
I'm a scientist. If you can survive peer reviews, you can survive live radio.
Well, astronomy used to be for, well,
geeks.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. The stars around us are the most amazing, most beautiful thing. It's really not difficult to talk about that in a way that captivates people.
A lot of people. The Heavens was a huge success. You made the night sky cool again.
Well, was it ever not?
Tell us what you're doing now, because as well as the TV series, you're involved in a really quite important project. Is that right?
Photographing a black hole.
That must be one hell of a camera.
Just a bit. First time it's been done. Observatories from all around the world, all pooling their data. The world's eye turning toward the skies together. Who knows what we'll see? Can you hear that?
Hear what?
You don't hear that. The sounds from M87.
It can't have a sound. I mean, it's in a vacuum.
We are hearing the beyond, Sam. Turn it up. It speaks.
It's wrong.
No. It's wondrous.
But what is it?
God. We're hearing the voice of God.
I can't stay. It's getting into my head.
Listen to God, Sam. Listen.
Get off me.
You can't go. This is what we've been looking for.
And now you've found it. Hope you won't regret it.
No regrets, Sam. I'm happy. So happy. What a happy day.
Take a seat, Mia. Drink. I've got, lots of things. Fruit juice, water, Diet Coke, or a coffee. I have one of those machines that use the pods, you know, destroying the world one tasty cup at a time.
Just water, please.
Just water.
Thanks.
So, where were we?
I've got questions.
Haven't we all? About Milbury?
Yeah.
About why the people change? About the stones?
Yes.
I told you were good.
I'm recording.
Of course you are.
Nervous?
I am, actually. Funny, isn't it? How did you make your way to me?
There aren't many people left.
True, but that's not you. That's not enough. You'd investigate more.
I would. Selective bias.
What about it?
I like you. You were there when I needed you.
Oh?
My mum died. I wasn't good after. Struggled. Then I found your podcast. It helped. It distracted. Helped me find something new to focus on.
I'm glad.
You were important to me. Which means I only really knew the things about you I wanted to know. I didn't question. I learnt about you from your own website, from what you wanted people to hear.
Are you suggesting I was lying?
No. It's just what we do, isn't it? Only show what we want people to see. And then today, I started to do some more reading.
Ah. Is this going to get unpleasant?
You tell me.
You have to understand, Mia. I grew very, very tired of being called names.
And it happened a lot.
A lot.
The black hole. You told me about that. Photographing it?
I was one of the many, many people involved in the project, yes. But the only one it spoke to.
I can hear you! Yes! Yes!
I looked into it, Mia. Right into M87. And do you know what I saw?
No.
I saw it unfurl. I saw the eyelid peel back. The eye. The all-seeing eye. Looking right back at me. The eye of God. It was an experience that changed me forever.
And me too, or so you said.
Not just you. Everyone.
Why?
Because of what it's going to do. What I'm going to help it to do. But let's not veer off the subject. You were telling me how you ended up on my doorstep.
I found out lots more about you. Sat on my phone in the graveyard. You're all over the place. Videos.
Oh, yes. I had quite the career for a while. 2-hit TV series?
Yeah. I hadn't seen those, but they're all on YouTube.
Ah, how gratifying.
Along with other stuff. One video in particular.
Oh, yes. That one.
That one.
Good evening. Tonight on the Inquiry Sofa, we welcome Professor Rafe Hendrick and Dr. Adam Brake. Both renowned in their respective fields, although, and I hope you'll forgive me for this, Professor Hendrick, one of you is rather more controversial than the other.
As Lyman Beecher said, no great advance has ever been made in science, politics or religion without controversy.
I'm not convinced, Rafe, that your speculations could in any way be called an advance, or science.
As supportive of your peers as ever, Adam. It must be terrible to be so unhappy.
Unhappiness has nothing to do with it. You claim to have made contact with interstellar life. It's ridiculous.
Dr. Brake is referring to Professor Hendrick's theory that he has captured the voice of God and indeed saw the eye of God, him, it, or herself, while taking high-tech photographs of a black hole.
And he claims this based on not one single piece of evidence.
The evidence of my own eyes and ears, Adam. We can talk to other worlds easier than we might have thought. And the being beyond has a great deal to say. They want us to be happy. Imagine that, Adam, being happy. Are you so desperate to avoid that? How sad for you and your family.
Don't bring my family into this.
There is no need to get personal, Professor. And you must appreciate that people want evidence.
Of course they do. But they also refuse to look at it or recognize when it is in front of them. I have made the sounds I recorded, the sounds of the spheres, the voice of the beyond, available. I send them to you myself, Adam, but you will not listen to them or me. People are, forgive me, so stuck in their own ignorance and stupidity that...
Stupid, are we?
If you refuse to look at what I'm saying, yes.
But surely when making such a bold claim...
You make it sound like I'm trying to force an opinion on you. I'm explaining what happened. That's all. I'm sharing an extremely significant personal experience that, yes, may affect us all in ways we can barely imagine, but was personal nonetheless.
Don't give us that. You've set up a website that asks for donations.
Research is costly, you know that.
Bullshit.
I must apologise for Dr. Brake's language. Feelings are running a little strong.
Yes, I'm sorry. But I can't allow us to discuss these claims as if they are of equal weight to other theories. Professor Hendrick is like all the other New Age hucksters out there.
Kindly talk to me directly, Adam. This is, after all, a debate.
All right, then, I will. You're a liar, Rafe, and a cheat. If you were mentally ill, I'd have sympathy for you, but you're just a charlatan, a cheat.
Adam!
A cheat who wants to rob the vulnerable and naive of their money in order to get rich. You disgust me. And the fact that programmes like this give you the oxygen is even worse. You deserve nothing more than to be laughed at.
Brutal. My dad never mentioned it.
Your father was, forgive me, an obnoxious, idiotic bore. I just want people to be happy. Is there anything wrong with that?
Happy?
Of course.
Which is why you employed Dad.
I'm sorry.
You're behind the company that's employing him to analyse the stones. I looked at company's house. It took some poking, but not much.
He's the best in his field. But I knew he wouldn't want to work for me directly, so I hid myself a bit.
But you don't need the stones analysed. You know what they do. Here. One of the puppets you gave us. Me, Tom, Jess, and Rafiq. Cute name, puppet, for something so weird.
Careful with it. Careful.
A little straw man with a stone heart. And not any old stone. Part of the old stones. Holding it, I had the same reaction as when I touched the standing stones. Doesn't seem to affect other people as much as me, because of psychometry, my thing. But it's still powerful.
It's not psychometry.
You were the one that told me it was.
It's more than that. Touch the keys.
And see your past. I've spent a lot of time there today.
That's not what you do when you touch them.
Good evening. Tonight on the Inquiry Sofa...
Please don't make me have to sit through this again.
All right.
Oh, you're here too.
And I'd rather not be. In your left hand, right now. Can you feel the keys?
Yes, actually.
Let go of them. And back we are in my kitchen.
How did I do that? Control it.
You touch my keys, you connect with me. Briefly, our minds are one. You're like me, you can connect. I couldn't do what I'm about to do otherwise. To be the focusing lens for all of this.
Focusing lens? Like your straw dolly time bombs?
Bombs? Hardly. But possessing one of the straw poppets is what allows the conversion, the elevation, to one of us. More like Wi-Fi signal booster than a weapon.
Except none of them asked to be converted?
But they're happy, Mia. Truly happy. Your father wears sadness like a well-fitting suit. I brought him here so he could swap that suit for happiness. Why would you, of all people, not want that for your dad?
Of all people?
When was the last time you felt truly happy?
Maybe the week before Mum died. We were in the kitchen after dinner, all laughing. Can't remember why. Why can't I remember why?
Can you remember what it felt like?
Sort of light.
What if you could always feel like that? What if everyone could feel like that? No pain, no torn hearts, no loss, no grief. How would that be?
A relief.
You said I was going to destroy the world, but all I'm offering is permanent happiness. Is that so wrong?
Where are you going?
You're going to have to make a choice, Mia. To be happy or to remain in darkness. I shall show you and your audience the facts. And to do that, you'll need to follow me. Coming?
Okay. This is how you spend your time, in a pokey attic spying on the town.
I prefer to call it my observatory. And the telescope is generally turned to greater things than Milbury. And there it is. Your turn.
The black hole?
Yes.
I can't see anything.
Not now, you can't. But in just under an hour, you will not only see all... You will understand all. Every 672 years, the eye is on us. The black hole is closest to the Earth, just like it was back in 1348. You saw that, didn't you? You connected with the stones.
Yeah, I could feel them. Hear the voices. See the eye.
You are blessed, just as I am. The stones harness me to act as the focus. And with you there as well. Your powers harnessed. The circuit will be even stronger.
Me?
Of course. When I realized the power you had, I couldn't believe it. This place, always full of surprises. Please help me. Don't hold on to sadness. To pain.
I don't know.
This will make up your mind. Look through again. This time, you'll see something a little closer to home.
The whole village is out.
They wait by the stones. Listen.
Why are they singing? And why is it always that song?
Harmonics. Frequencies. It's all maths, really. It's all a programming language. Musica Universalis, the music of the spheres. You've heard of it?
No.
A metaphysical concept dating back from the ancient Greeks, that the movement of the universe is a harmony, that everything is just different notes, different harmonies. Ones, it turns out, that can be tapped into and controlled. Once you're clever enough to understand it, of course.
And they helped with that. That's why the kids all become geniuses.
We learn the language of numbers.
But why?
To communicate. To welcome them. We're sending a signal to the heavens, Mia. And when the time comes, they'll answer. Look down there. All your friends. Tom. Jess. Rafik.
Rafik.
They're waiting for you to join them.
I can see them.
Who else do you see, Mia? Who else is singing?
Jess's dad and Rafik's mum and... No. No, it can't be.
Who is it, Mia?
Dad.
And how does he look?
Happy. I've never seen him so happy.